We were supposed to be rotated at 18 months, apparently because of the heat and all of the...
Back to the U.S.?
Huh? Back to the U.S. I think it was 26 months of that I was in India. I beat many other people out of there, some that had lots of points, but we were only maybe 2 weeks after the war while we were flown back to the United States.
Okay, that was in what, September?
Let's see, this is...
yeah, VJB was in August, so...
I transferred from Bangalore, India to Agra, India. That's central. That's 50 miles south of New Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in June of 1945. And there I was substitute radio operator whenever they needed a radio operator, or flew out of there with the crews that were operating the base while I was there, radio operator. So, and then I was a spare operator for any other planes that came in that didn't have, or something happened, the radio operator.
What unit were you with there?
Huh?
At Agra, what unit were you with there?
Let's see, I think it was the same.
In the same office?
1303rd.
Okay, 1303rd.
Yeah, it might be the same. No, it's just 13. I was the 1303rd Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Okay. There, and I worked in briefing, decoding, and giving out weather and doing everything that's done in an operations office to assist the flyers, people flying, and we flew. When you fly there, you fly right over the Taj Mahal. You fly over that about 200 feet over the top of the, right in the flight pattern the Taj Mahal is. There we maintained these beacons.
Mm-hmm.
Maintained beacons between Agra and Karachi, and Karachi to New Delhi. Fly in there, 1,000-foot runways, little short guys. You had to rev that motor up, stand up the tail, and kick it loose, or you wouldn't make it. So each little landing flight was a takeoff was little bits of excitement. And,
so then the war ended in August, then you were here at this place, Agra.
Yeah, I was at Agra when the war ended.
Okay, and
in September. In September we flew back to to Abadan, and that's in the Persian Gulf, right opposite Kuwait. And Cairo, we visited the pyramids, and on back to
Casablanca.
Stranded at Casablanca for 2 weeks because of a hurricane. Oh. One of my last acts before leaving Agra was to to go in and pick up the remains of a C-46, a crew came through while I was on a substituting for somebody. I flew to Ceylon, and while I was gone, the day I was gone, why this plane come in, the radio operator got sick, and so I happened to be out. Luckily, I happened to be out. I was on another flight, and this plane got about an hour out of east of. That was 3 days after the war was over. The planes were still coming in, and so I missed my. I missed my ticket to ticket to heaven or wherever all those kind of people go, or I would have been on. One of the last things we did was I was on an aircraft on a crash investigation crew. We investigated all the airplane crashes in the theater. So we frequently we go out and have to fly in, and they try to determine the cause of the cause of crashes. Yeah, and in this other instance, we had to go in, and they had crashed in the jungle, so it was a matter of loading a Jeep and a C-46 and flying into Kanpur, and then going driving as far in a Jeep as we could, and then taking ox carts and going into the jungle. I think it was about a 3-mile trip in the jungle to the plane, and luckily the English troops there was English country in there, and they had got the bodies out and got them in an ambulance, and we flew the bodies back to. And they'd been in the jungle for, I think, 3-4 days when we got them out.
That's been fun.
And then we went to their funeral later on. They were.
Okay. Then they sent you home. You said you were stranded in Casablanca.
Right. Hurricane and hurricane around Bermuda, so we were stranded there a little while.
No, that's okay. Come on. Then what? Then they got you.
Then we flew on in. We flew on into the Azores, and then on to Bermuda, and then back to Miami.
At Miami, what were you put into, a replacement depot or distribution point?
I don't know what it was called. It was just a base where they turned around. They sent me. I was to go on. It was just a stopping point on my way to East Base in Great Falls, Montana.
Okay, and then from Miami, they just switched you on to.
Took a train. Took a train and. From there to into Chicago and on to on to East Mason Great Falls.
That's the airport now in Great Falls, isn't it? East Base?
Could be. Well, no, I don't think it's Maelstrom.
Oh, okay.
I think East Base is another place. Yeah.
Okay, East Base. Great Falls.
Right.
Okay. Okay, and then at Great Falls, what did they do?
Gave me my second furlough.
Oh, you're given a furlough.
I was given a 30-day furlough, and then returned to Great Falls for being ushered out of the service. Let's see, no, that's not it. I'll do that. It's getting kind of late here. separated October 24th, 1945.
October 24th.
Right.
What rank were you at the time?
PFC.
Still PFC?
Still PFC.
Okay. But when you were in India or going staging through Africa or elsewhere, did you see any of the crew?
The only Indian I saw, I heard there was when I was in Boca Raton, I heard there was another Indian on the base. I went over to visit him. He turned out to be a Seminole.
Ooh.
And all Seminole, and he was pretty wild, wouldn't even speak. All he wanted to do was drink. So that was and of course, I would tell people that I was Indian, and that would get a big laugh every time. So I couldn't pass myself off as an Indian.
But you couldn't see you didn't see any crows.
I never saw a crow. I only saw during the whole tour, my whole tour of duty in 39 months. I only saw two people that I had known before.
Hmm.
And
from here?
No. Well, one was a Powerson, one of them was a Rumfelt from Hardin.
Oh.
Run into him in Africa. He was on open back from the fighting in Italy.
Oh.
Yeah, taking a rest. Yeah.
Okay. And after you were. Got out of the service, what did you do?
Oh, I went to work for ranchers. I think my first job was with John Rice out of Lodgegrass, pulled Hereford Ranch. I worked State Highway Department, patching roads. And then I started college under G.I. Bill.
Okay. What was that?
At Missoula.
U of M.
Yeah, U of M. Yeah. I started off in forestry.
Uh-huh.
And I worked a year, then I worked a year with the Bureau of Reclamation on Yellowtail Dam preliminary surveys. And I switched to, then I went back to School of Engineering in Bozeman, Montana State. Okay, I didn't graduate. I've had 1 year, 1 year at both places. But okay, then I got married in 1948. And I started work with MRBI. Missouri River Basin Investigations. That was in 1948, and that's where I began my career in government service, right?
Okay. When did you want to work for BI?
Well, that was BIA.
Oh,
that was a branch of BIA then.
Oh, I see. Okay. And you were in BIA, you were what, realty officer?
No, I was engineering technician at Crow Agency, and Wind River, Wyoming.
Okay.
And then in 56, I became the project engineer of the Fort Belknap Irrigation Project.
Belknap?
Hmm.
Irrigation Project.
That was a GS-7. From there I went to Owyhee, Nevada, Owyhee.
Mm-hmm.
That's in 63, and that was as a GS-11.
What were you there in Hawaii?
Huh?
What were you in Hawaii, project?
Project engineer.
Oh, project engineer.
Yeah. From there I took a demotion to go back to Fort Peck. Fort Peck Agency as project engineer there. Let's see, until 1968. 4 years. And then I took a promotion to GS-12 Realty Officer in 68 at Fort Peck Agency.
Was it
68? 68, right. And then I took over all coordination of all land operations and the combination land operations and realty, where I was called a land service coordinator, and that still grade remained at a 12. In 1972, I took over the administrative manager post here at the Indian Agency, at Crow Agency. Let's see, Crow Agency, I served a term of 6 months as superintendent in 1976.
Right. When did you retire?
I retired in January 1981.
How many years did you have when you retired?
I had an aggregate of total service in the United States government of 37 years.
37 years of government service.
That's between my war service and my, uh-huh, and my...
The whole bit.
The whole thing.
Okay, and since then, what, have you just been semi-retired?
Oh, I worked as a consultant to the Crow Tribe under Forrest Horn. And we did a lot of housing improvement contracting for the Bureau of Indian Affairs for 5 or 6 years. That's until 1988. That's 81 to 88. And recently been working as a for Dubray Land Services as a
Dubray,
yeah. As a crew supervisor, Indian crew supervisor.
One question we had is, did you think your military service helped you?
Well, I would say that I more or less felt a duty to serve the country. I enlisted in the service long before, probably 18 months before I would have had to go under the draft, and I had many experiences which were I felt were beneficial, and certainly learned a lot of discipline, and and got to see the world, and I wouldn't trade it away, and I had no regrets whatsoever.
How did they find the C-46 and 47?
Oh, they were slow. We liked it. It seemed like it was an eternity. You'd sit and sit. I attribute some of my hearing problems today to flying with no compression and pressure, and all of those things. I don't know where. Oh, in my let's see, I received an outstanding performance rating in. Date on this thing. Huh. Let's see, that was while I was probably 1971.
71?
And I received, I'm probably the only crow that received the, see, while I was on tour at the Fort Belknap, at Fort Belknap, I received a Valor Award with Secretary of Interior in Washington, D.C. for saving the life of a co-worker.
Saving a co-worker's life?
When he fell into the Milk River.
That was in
1956? 1956.
Oh, yeah.
Fell on a diversion dam, fell off the center of a diversion dam and into the middle of the river with full clothing, hip boots, metal, overcoats, the whole works, and 12 feet of water. And I seemed like I was the only one who was a good swimmer. And so I got a trip to Washington, D.C. out of that.
I don't know if that was an award or a punishment.
Oh, well, at that time, it was Easter time, and I went there, and that was in 1949, I think it was. This was...
Okay, I think that's about all the questions I had. Do you have anything else to add to this?
Oh, I don't think so. That's pretty good, fair history of... there was so many things that happened during that, but you can't get into all intricacies of everything that happened. Some of it was... you don't talk about it.
Cool. All right, well, thanks, John.
Okay.